Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today we're jumping into some really interesting stories that students are exploring through The Juice. You know, that daily news source designed to get young people thinking.
Yeah.
Our goal here is pretty simple. Give you the rundown, some key takeaways, and maybe some ideas for conversations you can have.
Exactly. The Juice covers such a wide range. And today, yeah, we've got stories about resilience, inner strength, a huge gaming surprise, and even some current events touching on public safety. Quite the mix.
Let's start with that resilience piece. It's about Afghan women and online education. So in Afghanistan, girls over 12, they're mostly barred from formal schooling, right? Beyond religious studies. But despite that, you've got tens of thousands literally pursuing education online through various international and local initiatives.
Yeah, it's quite something. The article mentions students like Sodaba studying pharmacology online and Zuhal, who actually helped start an online school for 4,000 students.
Incredible. And they're doing this with, you know, shaky internet, power outages.
Mm-hmm. Right. And even facing recent aid funding cuts.
Yeah.
It really speaks volumes about motivation, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. That drive to learn, even when it's actively discouraged.
Yeah.
It's almost like it becomes this act of defiance, a way to hold on to hope,
mm-hmm.
a pathway to agency.
So for you listening, a good starting point for discussion might be, well, how do people stay motivated against such huge odds? And maybe exploring the role education plays in creating opportunities, especially when it's, you know, hard to access.
That idea of inner drive connects nicely to the next piece, actually.
Yeah, the quote of the day. This one's from Viola Davis. She says, "There's got to be a voice deep within you that is untouched by definitions, and it is there that you become divinely who you are."
Wow. That's powerful stuff.
It really is. And Viola Davis, I mean, she's this incredibly versatile actress and producer. She's also one of only, what, 19 people to achieve EGOT status?
Mm.
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
That's right. And a huge advocate for diversity and inclusion in entertainment throughout her whole career. So her quote, it feels like it's about authenticity, listening to that core part of yourself, maybe.
Exactly. Like tuning out the external noise, the labels people try to put on you. And it seems like that inner conviction is what fuels not just her art, but also her advocacy work, fighting for representation.
Makes sense. So a conversation starter here could be, what does listening to your inner voice actually mean? Especially one that's, like she says, untouched by definitions. And maybe, how can people advocate for diversity and inclusion in their own spaces, you know, like she does in hers?
Good questions. Okay, so from that introspection, let's switch gears.
Yeah, let's talk about something a bit lighter, maybe. A gaming story that kind of blew up. It's about a Roblox game called Grow a Garden. Super simple game, apparently made by a teenager who's anonymous.
Right, and this game broke the world record for concurrent users. Over 21.6 million players at once.
Which is just wild for a game described as, well, chill. Basically, you plant crops, harvest them. It's an idle game, so it even makes progress when you're offline.
And the thinking is, its popularity comes from being this simple escape, a break from real-world complexity.
It's kind of refreshing, isn't it, that simplicity can be so appealing?
Definitely. It highlights this need we sometimes have for just calm, predictability, a low-stress zone where you just make steady progress.
A little digital Zen garden, maybe.
Sort of, yeah.
So, for discussion, what things help you relax? What activities feel calming? And maybe, why do you think these simple kind of chill games sometimes get even bigger than the really complex action-packed ones?
Interesting angle. Okay. Finally, we have a story touching on current events in Washington, D.C.
Right. President Trump declared a public safety emergency there. The plan mentioned was to potentially take control of the local police, deploy the National Guard. And reasons cited were concerns about, quoting here, crime, savagery, filth, and scum.
Strong words. And there was pushback, of course. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser called that description hyperbolic and false. And the Attorney General Brian Schwalb termed the move unprecedented, unnecessary, and unlawful.
Yeah. Schwalbe pointed to stats showing violent crime at a 30-year low in 2024, with more drops in 2025.
But it's complex because the piece also notes D.C. still ranks relatively high in homicide rates, which keeps it on lists of crime-afflicted areas. So you have these contrasting statistics.
Right. And it taps into this whole ongoing debate about D.C.'s autonomy and its push for statehood.
Exactly. So what the juice presents here are these differing viewpoints and statistics side by side. It's a really clear example of how data can be framed differently and, how leaders try to balance perceived safety needs with local governance rights. We're just laying out the different perspectives reported.
Absolutely. So conversation points could include, how should leaders balance safety concerns with respecting people's rights and local control? And maybe how can different statistics about the same situation lead people to see reality so differently?
Food for thought,
Yeah.
definitely.
So that brings us to the end of this deep dive covering what students are encountering in the Juice. We really hope this quick tour gives you some useful insights and makes it a bit easier to chat about these topics with the young people you know. Thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.